This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, when it comes to talking law, it's just way above Gino and I's pay scale. I mean, look, we want to bring in our legal expert, the sports bar legal expert from the King Law Firm, Greg Colavecchia, joining us in the sports bar to discuss what's going on in our fine state. Greg, first of all, welcome back to the sports bar. How are you, bud?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Greg, doing great. A lot of our listeners love daily fantasy. They love fantasy sports. I thought we were all past this. I thought the state and the outfits here, FanDuel and DraftKings, had settled and they moved forward. Why is this coming back up here? What can you explain this to us, Greg?
Yeah, Gene. So this litigation has been 2 years in the making. And it's really good news, bad news for DraftKings and FanDuel players right now. So just to give a little bit of background, the state legalized daily fantasy sports back in 2016 when Governor Cuomo signed into law a new statute allowing for it. That law specifically stated that daily fantasy does not constitute gambling. So thereafter, there's been a lawsuit filed by a group of civilian plaintiffs whose either their lives or close family members' lives have been impacted by a gambling addiction. They filed suit in Albany County in Supreme Court, arguing that this new law signed in to by Governor Cuomo was unconstitutional. And bad news for fantasy sports players that two courts now have ruled in the favor of those plaintiffs and held that this new daily fantasy sports legislation from 2016 is in fact unconstitutional. Fully expect this case to get argued up to the Court of Appeals. Good news for DraftKings and FanDuel players is it appears, at least for the time being, there's a stay in place, so you can still play for the time being. It's expected that court would allow the stay to remain in place while the appeal is pending.
So what happens if it goes to the high court, Greg, and they do in fact determine, hey, unconstitutional New York State, you're not allowed to play daily fantasy? I mean, is that a reality that we might have to face here in New York State?
I would have to say yes, it's a reality. Without trying to give a particular prediction about what the Court of Appeals is going to do, what the lower courts have basically said is that the legislator can't on its own tell us what is gambling and what's not gambling. They're of the belief that this has to be done by a constitutional amendment. So if the Court of Appeals agrees with the lower court, I would suggest that the next step in this proceeding would have to be a constitutional amendment regarding daily fantasy sports.
Well, can you explain to us, because I know a lot of people will be thinking, what is the difference between this and going to one of the casinos where you could perhaps lay points down on a game and that's completely legal? What is the difference between this and playing lotto? I mean, does this come down to, explain to us what they define as a game of skill and a game of chance? They're saying this is more skill and this is a problem. Is that what I'm supposed to interpret here, Greg?
Well, gambling itself has been unconstitutional since 1894. So we're obviously in a very different place than we were back then. The lottery and casino betting has been legalized by constitutional amendment. Daily fantasy sports has been through this legislation that Governor Cuomo signed in 2016. So when it comes down to the game of chance versus game of skill, I mean, we could probably argue for days which it is more of. I mean, it's certainly a game of skill. There's people with knowledge of the sport, knowledge of the teams, knowledge of the players, tendencies, you know, picking players from you know, Kansas City and Tennessee are very different. So I can't believe for one moment that it's not a game of skill. However, what the court is saying, that the material element is that it's a game of chance, that the players you select on your fantasy team, you can't control what they're going to do. You can't control injuries. You can't control the weather. You can't control poor officiating. And their argument is that it's a game of chance, and therefore it is gambling, and therefore it is illegal.
No, Greg, ultimately it's both, right? I mean, is that what the constitutional amendment will say? Essentially, we're creating this new amendment because we have something that we, you know, have evolved to, that it's beyond sports gambling. It is a game of skill, but also a game of chance.
Yeah, and I think the appellate division, whose decision just came out last week, even acknowledged that being a game of chance and being a game of skill, they can be they can coexist. You can be both.
Blackjack is, to me, a game of skill and a game of chance as well.
Yeah, and I think you can make the opinion when you play cards, you know, you play the hand that you're dealt. In daily fantasy sports, you are picking the hand that you are playing. But again, daily fantasy sports has not been legalized by constitutional amendment. This is a legislative action that made it legal back in 2016. And that's where I think the discrepancy is between regular casino-style betting and daily fantasy.
So constitutional. So we have to amend the Constitution. Is that what you're saying here? What kind of process does that take in New York State there, Greg?
I think that's what the courts are telling us. And that's a much longer process than legislative action. I believe it's about a 2-year process for that to happen. So, excuse me, depending on what the Court of Appeals rules, I think that's where we'd be headed.
Any chance that we could speed up the process once the state realizes how much money they can actually make off of taxing the winnings of people on FanDuel and DraftKings?
Yeah, and I think the state of New York accounts for 10% of DraftKings business, if I'm not mistaken. I think I saw that today when you talk about how much money DraftKings and FanDuel makes. I don't expect it to be expedited. When you look at the time period between the original decision out of Albany County and the appellate division decision last week, there was about a 15-month period of time between those. It's far too significant. I don't think there's going to be a lawyer in this case that's going to try to speed it up. They're going to take their time with this. It's obviously very important. So I'm looking probably a year to a year and a half before a ruling is handed down by the Court of Appeals.
Oh my gosh. So if we're, but everything should be status quo then, because I haven't heard of these games coming off anybody's phone right now. Everybody still seems to be playing their daily fantasy right now. So are we in the clear until we get the final ruling here?
Yeah, I believe the stay should remain in place pending the final outcome of that appeal. Obviously, court may tell us differently, but I believe the stay should stay in place. Looks like you should be able to play, but you know, earlier you were asking if this is a legitimate attack on daily fantasy sports, and I have to think that it is. Obviously, not predicting the future outcome, but right now two courts have ruled against DraftKings and FanDuel.
Okay, Greg, so if we distill this down to daily fantasy players, go ahead, you can still play daily fantasy, but that enjoyment you get out of playing daily fantasy is at risk, and it could be coming to an end as quickly as 18 months to 24 months from now?
That's I think, correct. I think that's the time period that we're looking at here.
Greg, this might be out of your realm, but it's also the time where 3 years down the road, we don't have a lease for the Buffalo Bills out in Western New York. And if you know, if there's outfits like the Pegulas that can make money off the daily fantasy, what do we know about lobbyists in Albany and everything else? Because I would think that that would be a pretty, you know, if you're negotiating with the state, I would think the Pegulas might say, hey, you know what, you might want to make sure this gets pushed through.
Well, we know lobbyists are certainly powerful. Just look back when this legislation was signed by Governor Cuomo in 2016. Just the year prior, the Attorney General's office from New York was going after DraftKings and FanDuel, filing cease and desist letters against them. And just a year later, legislation is signed into law that it's legal. So obviously, we know from a variety of our life experience that lobbyists are powerful. I hate to think that this could impact the Buffalo Bills. I'm a diehard fan, but you never know.
He is Greg Colavecchia of the King Law Firm, sports bar legal expert, joining us here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Greg, I'm just curious in general, have you heard or do you have any idea of how successful legalized sports wagering has become in New York State since the beginning of football season when it essentially began?
I was trying to look at numbers, and like I said, I think the New York population rivals that of California and Texas as the highest grossing states as far as daily fantasy sports. It is certainly going to impact the business of those two states. As to the revenue that the state is making off of daily fantasy and the regulation, that I don't have specific numbers at how much money the state is making off of it.
Greg, we really appreciate your time. You know, there's another story, too, here. Maybe we can get you on later in the week here, too, or maybe perhaps next week. And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but this is just coming across the wire. I think this is fascinating if we could react to this in real time. There's a pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. His name is Mike Bolsinger. Mike Bolsinger pitched in 2017 with the Jays. Now, what's significant about this? Well, in a game against Houston on August 4th of that year, he got shelled in an outing, allowing four runs on four hits, three walks, only lasted a third of an inning. So, and he got demoted right after the game. Today, he filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior County Court accusing the Astros of unfair business practices, negligence, intentional interference with contractual and economic relations. Oh, my God. This, and I would think that maybe he would have a case that my career got ruined because I'm playing and I got cheated against. I mean, to me, this is not going to be a little story here. And I think it's also fascinating, too. Maybe you could comment on this. Where he filed this lawsuit, he filed it in Los Angeles. If there's one outfit that thinks that maybe they got rooked in 2017, it would be Los Angeles. And maybe you get a partial whatever, a judge, a jury, whatever it might be in Los Angeles. But just your reaction to this story coming across the wire today there, Greg.
There's certainly some sympathy out there in Los Angeles, isn't there, with the Dodgers? I'd love to follow this closely. I think when I was on a few weeks ago, we said that we expect there to be lawsuits filed, whether that's by, you know, sports gamblers who lost or by players. I just recently just saw that two individuals have filed lawsuits in New York City against the Astros and the MLB as well, filing similar claims. I'd love to keep track of these stories. I certainly don't think this is going away. I feel for this pitcher. He had a poor outing. You know, I still harping back to, you know, are we ever going to be able to determine that those four hits and four runs and four hits are because of the cheating scandal or something else? So it's definitely something to pay attention to. I'm interested in it. I don't think this is going away for players or for bettors.
Open up the floodgates. Sue everybody.
Where does it stop? That's what I want to know. I don't know.
Greg, it's great having you on with us. Thank you for carving out some time to join us here in the sports bar. Greg Colavecchia, King Law Firm here in Rochester, our guest. Greg, enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You got it. Greg Colavecchia, sports bar legal expert here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Yeah, and I think this Bolsing, you may not have ever heard this guy, but the number he's citing here is that he's suing Houston. You want to take a guess for how much money?
My guess is he would probably sue them for what he would believe his career earnings would have been if he stayed in baseball, right?
$31 million.
There you go.
$31 million. Well, this is all uncharted territory. I think it's fascinating, but the more I think about...
I got shelled. I was on the mound. I got shelled, and my shoes flew off. Four hits and four pitches, and I lost my shoes. I'm suing everybody. Everybody. Oh.
Can we just agree? I don't know what's going to happen with this lawsuit, but I can tell you that Major League Baseball rushed this investigation.
Sure.
They rushed everything. They didn't think things through because, my God, in February coming up, we have pitchers and catchers, and we need to put this behind us. So fire you. You're guilty. Fire you. You're guilty. Astros pay the $5 million, and everybody else, you're all immune and nothing to see here. Thank you very much.
You know what baseball needs right now? Baseball needs a good, like, off-field player scandal. Not, like, league-wide scandal. Like, a good, like, player scandal. Just something that really will get our attention off of the cheating.
They need, like, the Yankees to start out something dumb, like 25-1. They need that kind of, like, season where we're going to pound people. That will get everybody thinking. You know,
I don't think so. No, I think they need a good off-field scandal aside from the cheating. You need a player to do something really, really dumb.
So this is the theory that, hey, this scandal is really bad, but you know what? There's always one around the corner.
That's
something
right.
That's bright
always
and shiny
something
and
worse. You need, like, a star player to do, like, Bryce Harper in a Vegas hotel room with, you know, well, I guess prostitution is legal in Vegas, so that wouldn't be a big deal. But, you know, hookers and blow and just all kinds of just not, you know, something really, really terrible to happen to one of their players off the, you know, just a terrible transgression, a Kareem Hunt video. You need video.
All right. So
Gotta have video.
If Rob Manfred is as slippery and scummy as I think he is, well, then that's his plan, right? He's got some dirt here. Who's going to be my sacrificial lamb? Yeah. Oh, let's leak this story. Boom.
Get me a good video of one of our players punching out a woman. Give me a Joe Mixon. If you have that kind of scandal, then we might start to forget about the cheating that's gone on. I mean, that was really, we're going to keep talking about the cheating until something else detracts us from talking about it, right? There's no distraction other than in baseball. We're going into the season, and all we want to talk about is what cheaters the Astros were. We need a good distraction.
Well, I mean, the Astros, okay, pay $5 million. This pitcher's asking for 31.
Yeah.
And by the way, if he wins, where does it stop?
It doesn't. Open up the floodgates.
Yeah, so congrats, baseball. You really didn't think this through.
What a mess. All right, let's get to NFL appetizers in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. News and notes from around the National Football League. And it's all brought to you by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com.
It's the end of an era for the San Diego / Los Angeles Chargers. We'll tell you what's ending there today. Also news from the Browns. Greg Olsen continues his free agent tour. We'll tell you where he was today. Of course, the XFL pulling in some really nice numbers in the first week in action. And could we have flex scheduling coming to Monday Night Football? This is interesting.
All that coming up. NFL appetizers next. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.